They just look at me and say, weird, different, outsider.
They're not accepted in the mainstream society, youth clubs in any which way or form.
I get angry sometimes, I can get upset, get frustrated and just bang the walls really sometimes.
The children and parents here at the Jigsaw Youth Club in Stafford say it can be really difficult for people with autism to make friends and to feel like they're accepted. Makita Denny has an autistic son and she's the chair of the Jigsaw group.
Although they're very welcome in other places, i.e. regular youth clubs and things like that, they once they get there, because they're not understood, it always goes wrong. So they come out having had a negative social experience. And what we're about here is providing our young people with a positive social experience so that they can build on that, build the confidence and self-esteem.
But why is it so hard for autistic children to fit in? And what does autism mean?
They are highly intelligent people, but they have difficulties with understanding the way we speak. They take language very literally. So if I said to my son, tea's ready, would you like to go and wash your hands, please? He might turn around and say no, because I've said, would you like to go and wash your hands, please? So we turn it round and say, it's tea time, go and wash your hands now, please. And off he'll go.
So what do you do differently here that a normal youth club might do?
Well, there's not so many people for a start, so it's not such a busy place. The noise levels are lower. It's important to have people who understand them, because they can have sort of quite quirky behaviour, or they may say something that other people might think is odd. But because all the volunteers here are parents and carers of young people with autism and the young people that come here, we understand their needs, we understand the way they behave, we understand the way they speak. It's a safe place for them to be.
For these young people, the Jigsaw Youth Club really is the highlight of their week.
I'm here because I've got autism, and here everyone else has got autism. So we're like all friends, everyone like smiles at each other, laugh together, smile together, that kind of thing.
Coming here to the youth club is very exciting. They take us on trips out like Alton Towers, like Quasar in Birmingham.
I sometimes play pool, so that's really good. Sometimes play with the ball just down there. I like drawing things.
People understand me better, so I can just like hang out with my friends and things.
It's quite good. I've got some good mates here and I get on with the staff and everything's top notch. I haven't been bullied or anything, so you know, it's quite a good environment for me. I enjoy coming here.
I think it's brilliant. Everyone enjoys it. There's lots to do. And also we do go on trips in the school holidays.
And for the parents of autistic children, it can be a real relief to see them fitting in at the youth club. Sharon's son, Reese, has high-functioning autism.
It's almost like a life-saving thing, really, as far as I'm concerned, because it gives them a life. They go on trips and they would never want to go anywhere or do anything because they've got no friends or anybody to do it with, but they have here. And nobody looks at them or judges them the way they are. It's almost as though he's got a spark when he comes here, like a light that's switched on.